What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show on today. The Colin Geddes Show. I'm Colin Geddes, by the way. Welcome to the Colin Geddes Show. I should have given it a cooler name. What would I call it now? Don't even know. Send in your suggestions, guys, to at Colin Geddes. It's Tuesday the 28th. It's not. It's Tuesday the 27th of May. And it is 10 to 9 in the morning. This may be the earliest podcast I've ever fucking recorded. And I've been up for about an hour, haven't I? Being an absolute normal person. Getting up at fucking regular times of the day. Like a fucking psychopath. Huh? I tell you something. It's like, you know, when you don't have to get up in the morning, it's great to get up early. You go, yep, I'm going to get up at fucking 7:30 tomorrow. Yep, get some shit done, fuck about, and all of a sudden it'll be 10 o'clock, and you go, well, there's a good wee bit of shit done there, so 10 o'clock, I'll maybe, you know, do something and go for a delicious lunch, you know? But see, the second someone goes, yeah, by the way, you have to get up at 7:30, because you have to be here at 8:30 or 9, you go, fuck, clean off, I'm fucking tired. I don't miss that at all, to be honest with you. That sort of, that dread of your alarm going off in the morning and just going, oh, fuck. And it doesn't really matter what time you start work at. I've had a number of jobs where, you know, sometimes you start, you have to start at fucking 8 in the morning. You know, I worked in a TV place. They didn't stroll into fucking 10:30. But still, 10 in the morning was like, it may as well have been 5 in the morning. You know what I mean? You're sitting there going, oh, fuck me. It's, and I literally lived 2 seconds away from the fucking place I worked. I could see it from the window. And even then, I was like, this is horse shit. I have to fucking, oh, fuck off your Twitters. I have to move the phone away from the old recorder here, so it'll be like, so what I'm saying is, got up early this morning, because it was class, didn't have to fucking do anything apart from do a sweet podcast, talk to you motherfuckers, dates, because that's all I seem to be doing these days, plugging motherfucking dates. Today's Tuesday 27th, tomorrow's Wednesday 28th, which means only one thing, laveries. So if you're in the Belfast area, and you want something to do on a Wednesday that isn't going to cost you an arm and a dick, what? Come around to Lavery's Comedy Club. It's in the middle floor in Lavery's. Mr. Tom's, as it's called. This month, I'll be emceeing, as I normally do. And you can all fucking sit through that shit. And then tomorrow we have fucking Sean Hegarty, King of the One-Liners, runner-up in the UK Pun Championships. Mad for the jokes. He's going to be on. And also fellow Lurganhead, Phil McEwen, he'll be there. And if you haven't seen Phil McEwen before, guys, you're in for a treat, because he is fucking something special. He sort of does. I hate having to describe things, because as soon as you might say something, people go, this is fucking horse shit. But he has a guitar, which I know a lot of people go, oh Jesus, here we go, he's doing fucking stupid songs. But he does these like rap tunes, and he can, and trust me, he can rap like a motherfucker. Like a motherfucker, because he is obsessed with the old hip-hops. And it's really, really quite funny. So, come down for that. Rory Woods is also calling in to do a wee bit of new stuff, I think. So that'll be a lot of fun. Come on down. Let's make it fun, guys. Is this the guy on TV who tried to make himself look like Justin Bieber, and instead, he looks like he's been in some sort of fire. Some sort of house fire. Oh, Jesus Christ. What is it with people in plastic surgery thinking that they look anything other than fucking ridiculous? Even with the facelift, ladies. You got a facelift, did you? You don't look younger. You just look like a woman with a fucking facelift. Oh, what is that guy on the right? Don't look like Madonna or something? I don't even know who he's trying to look like, but if it's Madonna, you've almost nailed it. Oh my God, look at this guy's fucking face. Jesus Christ. Anyway, oh yeah, 28th, Lavery's tomorrow. And then for all the people in the Newton Abbey area, on the 31st, which is Saturday, I'll be doing my show Not Safe for Work, NSFW, at the Courtyard Theatre, Bally Earl. I'll put the link for the tickets in the motherfucking description on SoundCloud and iTunes, etc. We did it last October, me and Mickey, where we just did a bit of a set each. This time, it's my new show with videos in it, etc. Which hopefully is going to be a lot of fun. All new material, if you're thinking of coming and you were at the last one. It's all new material, so you won't hear anything that you heard the last time. And in my opinion, it's better. It's way better material. It's probably less disgusting, which is always a good thing for me, because I usually am drawn to the absolutely vulgar. But I think this one is slightly cleaner, so... not cleaner, just less needlessly disgusting. Did it the first one ever there in Newry on Friday, in the Arts Centre, which, to be honest, I was terribly worried about because never really gigged in Newry, wasn't sure what the fucking crack was. There's usually, like, online tickets on these websites. But there wasn't. You couldn't buy the tickets on the site. You actually had to physically go into the fucking art centre and buy them. So I was worried when the girl was like, yeah, you've sold fucking four tickets. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Four tickets? Fuck me. What am I going to do? Like, I may as well do the gig in the fucking car park. ridiculous, but... when I got there, turns out it was totally fine. Wasn't packed out, don't get me wrong. Wasn't completely sold out. You know, there was definitely room for a few more people to squeeze in, but lovely, lovely crowd. I wouldn't have wanted to risk, you know, having it packed out and then having it be packed full of cunts. Because instead, we just had a lovely crowd of lovely people, which was great because, you know... It's the first show, and you sort of like, I was shitting myself anyway. And it turns out all the people were fucking sound as fuck. So cheers for coming out to Newry. Newry folk. And to the guy that heckled on the second last joke, you fucking idiot. And that's what cracked me up. In fact, I was doing a joke. And a guy sort of tried to finish the joke, or tried to make up his own joke. And it wasn't funny, but people laughed, but it was almost just because he said something. I can't tell you the joke, but just he said something and everyone, ha, and I was like, I don't even know how to come back to that heckle, because it was so not funny. It might have been funny just that he said something, but it didn't make sense at all, and hopefully he fell into that fucking river in Newry and died. So, okay. Anyway, cheers for coming out to Newry. The next one is, of course, the 31st in the Bally Earl Courtyard Theatre, which we all know was kind of near nothing. That's what I joked about last time I was there. It's not near anyone. It's beside a fucking golf course. It's kind of in the middle between a lot of places, but... You know, if you want to bring the golf clubs down, go to the fucking driving range, smack a few balls, you know, hit the gym, and then walk around the corner to the small arts centre around the corner, and come see me tell a load of dick jokes. Rory Ward will be supporting. 31st, get on it, bitches. What have I been up to this week? I had a horrible experience last week. Girlfriend Maureen's sister... was her birthday on Wednesday, the day after I put out the last podcast. Which, by the way, I don't know if that last podcast was correct or not. It seemed to be fucked up. I couldn't post the link. Anyway. Yeah, girlfriend Maureen's sister's birthday. And we had to go to Thompson's. Oh, Jesus. And I haven't been... I don't know if anyone's ever Maybe you're not even listening to this podcast in this country. Maybe you're from Scotland or some shit. But, It was like being in a fucking... It was like being in a rap video. But a shit one where, like, a lot of white people thought they were black people. And that's kind of... They all look like staff and fucking Foot Locker. That's kind of what it looked like. Stripe, only they'd taken their uniforms and cut them into, like, sexy uniforms. I've never seen as many fucking... Like, I hate to feel like an old man, but there was literally girls walking around in a bra. And you're going, did you... Is that it? You were, like, getting ready and you went, put the bra on. What else do you need to put on? Oh, yeah, shoes. And that's me. Nailed it. Nailed it. You don't know where it's going to stop, do you? Like, you know, are girls going to be, you know, those fucking like Brazilian thongs where it looks like you have a thong on backwards and it's just a bit of cord covering your flaps? Is that what people are going to go out in? And they're going to be standing there with this massive fucking camel toe / moose knuckle being sliced in half with a backwards thong going, do I need a jacket? Do you? And by that stage, the jacket's just like a fucking a cape the size of a napkin. Oh, warm now. It's keeping me warm now. I do. I sound like an old man. I should have just been there going, look at them titties, though. Look at these titties. And all these asses all about the place. Oh, yeah. Just trying to be mad gangster when you know you're absolutely fucking steaming. And old as fuck. A lot of weird fellas in there too. And I'm not, you know, this sounds like some sort of fucking statement, but I'm not gonna lie to you. A lot of black dudes by themselves. You know what I mean? A lot of singular, big, muscly black dudes just standing there, not drinking Red Bull. Staying alert for all the posts they're about to get. I don't know whether they arrived as a group and then split up, or they literally just arrived by themselves and kind of look around, just, you know, scouting out the flange. You know what I mean? Don't want to drink too much in case you get an old whiskey dick. Strange. Just stand there, intense. Gang, and don't get me wrong, there's white guys doing it too. Some freaky white cunts just hanging over that balcony. Just going, oh yeah, man, oh man. As soon as 50 Cent comes on, I'm going down to rub my dick all over everything. And I'm not a club promoter or, you know, interior designer, but you need to sort them toilets out, lads. Jesus Christ. You can't have that many people pissing in like two toilets. And then fucking 9 smoking areas. Anyway, that's an old man's guide to going clubbing on a Wednesday, which was a fucking sweaty shambles. You know, I don't like to think of myself as someone who goes, oh, I rely on drink to have a good time. But that night I was going, every possible fucking thing I can get my hands on, I'm drinking before we go in this fucking place. And I went through it all. Oh, Jesus. You name it. Warm curs, fucking cokes. Woo! Acting the big lad. Anyway, fuck that. That's the last of my mad clubbing stories, eh? And also, kind of forgot for a second that I had a lot of fucking YouTube videos that a load of cunts watch. And they're like, mate, can I get a photo? Like, which is great, don't get me wrong, lovely, but sometimes you forget. Taking photos of all these girls, I've never felt as many sticky backs in my life. What are you doing, girls? Fucking CrossFit while you're in the club? Jesus Christ. Anyway, disgusting. That should be my thing. I should go to a different club every week and come back and tell you another boring story about how I'm definitely too old to be in them now. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what was even better, crack. The day before we went clubbing, we just went to a pub at the bottom of the fucking road. I looked out the window. There's a guy like with a backpack on and a coat crying in the street. Like, and then he was like hugging this fucking tree. You know, sometimes you see in towns, they plant the tree and they stop people fucking with it. They put a small cylindrical cage around it. Well, they did that to this tree. And look, he was grabbing it and falling to his knees. And I was thinking, is he really drunk and he's crying because a girl just fucking denied him a bit of flaps? Or is he like, is he one of these hippies that's like, oh my God, I can't believe the tree is not only stuck in this urban environment. He's American, probably, by the way. But it has a cage around it, unable to grow where it wishes. He probably was just crying over, you know, he lost his mates or something. But to me, I was, in fact, it's on my Vine. Go on my Vine. I took a video of it. Guy's crying over a tree. Now, there's a mildly more interesting story than old man goes to club. You know what I'm saying? Oh, mate, your boy does the videos. Shake my hand. Yeah, just let me take it off my pissing dick at the minute to shake your hand. No worries, mate. Feel the warmth. Is that 16 minutes I've talked about absolute cake already? Did you watch that UFC? Holy shit. I should have a UFC or... Nah, I don't want to have like a sports podcast. But that UFC, I always say it. If you don't watch like MMA, guys, get into it because... You won't need to watch football because it's a pile of shit. You know? What's that last UFC? Every fight was ridiculous. First of all, wasn't Rich Man's name Jamie Varner or something? That ankle near made me want to poke. The amount of times he tripped over it because it was broken. Who else was fighting? Dillashaw and fucking Barrow. Barrow. That fight was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Robbie Lawler's fight, also ridiculous. Yeah, the whole thing, it was nuts. It was some of the best fights I've ever seen. Check it out. Seriously, stop watching fucking football. Oh man, did you see your man get sold to such and such, and then this boy's got fucking sacked, and who gives a shit? It's ridiculous that in football... The shit that happens off the pitch gets more coverage than the shit that happens on the pitch half the time. Oh man, your guy got sacked. Oh, he's not performing well as a manager. Really? Is anyone talking about the fucking players yet? At all? You fucking idiots. Anyway. speaking of sports type things though, I did read that Stephen Ferris, the Ulster player... might have to retire because of a jippy ankle, which is a goddamn shame because that cunt is a fucking animal. Not very often you get a proper elite world class player from Portadown, but he was unbelievable. But it must be fucked up. Like it must be sad. I was saying this to Maureen the other day. I goes, do you know what? It must be shit if, you know, you play rugby and you're fucking brilliant at it and all of a sudden something happens to, like, a part of your body where it just is irreparable. You're just like, it's fucked forever now. And she's like, yeah, it must be tough. It's a bit like Stephen Hawkins. And I was like, not really. Because his sport isn't really a sport, is it? As long as his brain still works, he is still in business. Stephen Ferris could have a fucking lobotomy. As long as he can carry a ball and dump tackle motherfuckers, it's alright. And that's the conversation we had on the way to Tesco's. And as she went, yeah, fascinating, dickhead. But that's how I roll, you know what I mean? I'm a sports philosopher. anyway. And on the final Colin Talk shit story, started Game of Thrones season 4. Oh, Jesus. I can't believe I've actually let that fucking show get to me. Like, I do actually enjoy it. Like, Breaking Bad was the last fucking series that I got into. Only because I was being forced to. And I just thought, right, just get through this shit. And I watched it. It was good, but I wasn't like completely obsessed with the show. Like, I just watched them all. Because I got to the point where I was like, oh, well, I can't stop now, can I? I may as well just keep going to the finish. So I did. I just kept going. Got through it and couldn't tell you a single fucking thing that happened in it. Same thing with Game of Thrones. I don't remember specifics. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, horrendous amount of murders. Tits. And then it cuts to some characters that you don't give a shit about. And you're going, oh, that's who that boy is. All right. And then, but then started season 4. Now, if you don't want to hear a spoiler, cover your ears. If you've already seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Thank fuck that wee Joffrey boy is dead, because he is a fucking... If he hadn't died, I was going to go to a fucking Game of Thrones premiere and kill that cunt myself. I feel sorry for him, you know what I mean? Because he's that good an actor. He will just forever be a cunt in everyone's mind. I'm going to have to look that up now, hold on. Game of Thrones, show all. No, wait a minute. Son of a bitch. Oh, come on, mate. Right. What's that guy's name? Joffrey. Interview. Because if you watch Game of Thrones, you'll know that this wee king fella is such a fucking bastard. Jack Gleason. Let me see what he's like in real life. He's probably lovely. Here he is in RTE. Fuck me, he's Irish. It makes sense now that he's Irish because he's an ugly fucking cunt. I wonder, is he Brendan Gleeson's son or something? Oh, he's such a wee ball bag type. Anyway, I near had a boner watching him choke to death in that show. Anyway, that's enough Game of Thrones talk. What happened in the news? Big story of the week is, I don't know, locally. If anyone isn't from Northern Ireland, you might want to check this out. But there's a guy, I probably talked about it last week, Pastor James McConnell, getting in a bit of shit recently because what they do is they Skype the shows from his church, his tabernacle, and they Skype it so that the world can see these fucking shows. And it was just fucking... You see, it's totally hypocritical because he's sitting there going, these bloody Muslims are something bloody blah hate, and they're fucking terrorists and bloody blah. But he's doing the same thing. There's probably some other extremist somewhere else going, this cunt is sitting there in Ireland making all his people fucking hate everyone in the world because he's a fucking cunt. You know what I mean? That's all he's doing. Like, I try, you know, normally if you go to any sort of church / chapel, whatever, you will hear some element of, like, and God will make it everything okay, and you have to be nice to each other, and blah, blah, blah. This cunt was just gone, Muslims, hate them. Gays, hate them. There was nothing nice about it at all. It was just absolute pure hatred the whole fucking time. And it's kind of sad because you just know that it's because he's an old fucking weird man. He's just an old, senile, scared cunt. Who, in fact, I've heard other people talk about him just saying he's generally just an evil cunt. You have to be an evil cunt. You know what I mean? If you've seen the size of this fucking church, it's ridiculous. There's no way you get a church that size from praying to Jesus. He's probably walking around going, and the Lord will save you if you put half your fucking wages in this bowl every bastard week, and then I can drive around in a fucking Jag. How about that shit? What? But you should watch the video. Just type in Pastor James McConnell's hate speech or something. That's ridiculous. And the terminology isn't even right. You know what I mean? These Muslims and these fucking Islamics, bloody blah, patriotic. Like, it's like he's reading it for the first time, just fucking, and then he was interviewed by Nolan, and typical Nolan, just talking to anyone that makes him sound fucking in any way normal. Fucking, what was it he said to him? Forget now. Anyway, the gay one was funny too. Heather might have two mummies, but they're just make pretend. They're just pretending to be parents. That's not a family. It's a perverted fucking... Mate, have you ever seen lesbians? Google them. Google lesbians and, you know, watch them suck each other's tits and see how much you hate them. You know he's one of those cunts giving off. This is perverse and disgusting and bloody fucking blah. This is disgusting. You know he's probably, you know, making fucking choir boys suck his dick. You just know it. It's only a matter of time before people like that get nailed for something. The Lord says you will be saved if you receiveth my seed betwixt your norks. Look it up anyway. I'm going to look the gay one up because it was funny now. Let me just see. Pastor, what's his name? James. It's amazing how many fucking pastors. Right, here we go. Speaking the truth about Islam? Not really. Just kind of speaking shit about Islam. A gay couple, a family, doesn't make it one. That is perverse. Listen to this fucking retard.
I'm sorry to say that.
Hold on.
Calling a gay couple a family doesn't make it one. That is perverse. I'm sorry to say that. Some public schools may even teach Heather as two mothers, but two lesbians living together.
Lesbians?
They are sexual perverts playing let's pretend. That's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's why he will destroy this great society. Can anything be plainer? God condemns homosexual and lesbian practices. It is perversion in his eyes. It is unseemly. It is against nature. Homosexual orientation can only be a product of the fall in the Garden of Eden. Somewhere.
These lesbians and homosexuals are... What was he saying? And God is going to fucking destroy our great society? Mate, how can it be a great society if you're sitting there fucking picking holes in the fucking thing? Gays, Muslims, bloody blah, this is a great society and God's gonna destroy it. Make up your fucking mind, you idiot. You fucking stupid. And he's such a wannabe. He so wants to be like one of those black fucking. And the Lord said. And he keeps doing this like. I remember me and Mickey did a gig once and we went for a piss as soon as we got to the fucking gig. And there was an old man pissing between us at the pissing slope, and he obviously was drunk and having a bit of prostate bother, and he was going trying to force the piss out, and it's exactly the noise this I'll find. In fact, you know what he's doing? He's probably clearing some fucking jizz out of his throat.
I'll only be interviewed live. That's why it is unseemly. It is against nature. Homosexual orientation can only be a
homosexual.
Living together are not a family. They are sexual perverts.
What a fucking idiot. Unbelievable. Sexual perverts. I tell you what, if he's so fucking clean living and lives by the Bible and all that shit, what does he talk about? No one talks about, you know, what'd you do yesterday? Well, I basically abided the law and lived my life by the rules of this fucking made up rag that I've been reading here. Oh, cool. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Did you do anything yesterday? No, just basically prayed to nothing, essentially. And, you know, once again, read a different chapter of this rule book that we live by. Which, who was it written by? Yeah, just a fella. Just a man wrote that. But still... Really, you didn't do anything interesting? No, I didn't fucking get the ride, or did you go out and get steaming? No, did you do anything fucking interesting? No, no, just stayed here and thumbed through this book here. It's very interesting. Thumbed through it, and then I just had some, just some porridge. Didn't enjoy it. Didn't eat too much. Didn't eat too much of that. Wasn't some sort of glutton. Just had enough sustenance there to just keep me going. Didn't interfere with my body. Didn't have a wank. Didn't get a tattoo. Just sat doing nothing but thanking the invisible guy. Thanking no one for this beautiful, wonderful society that the man's gonna destroy anyway. So, but yes, it was very interesting.
Cool. I think you should Google lesbians fingering. I think that's what you should do, mate. And go out and drink a lot of fucking tequilas. And maybe do something fucking interesting for the crack. You know what I mean? Maybe you know what? Go out and fucking ride a man and a woman. You know what I mean? Throw a bit of fucking action in your life, you freak. How many minutes did I talk shit there for? About 3? Just pretending to be boring Christian boy. Boring Christian boy. Mm-mm. It's all nuts. I think there's some sort of Islamic center down the road from us. And them cunts are in and out of that place all fucking day. And you're like, could you be hold with that either? I don't think so. What? Oh, yeah. And then Nolan interviewed this guy, James McConnell. I said that a minute ago, but it was ridiculous. The guy, he just, right, I'm going to have to look at this now. He went home after that speech and had a bowl of cornflakes. This video was private. Oh, my God. See, he won't let anyone fucking, anything slip through the net now. Anyway, what else happened in the news this week? Elliot Rodgers, some dude in America, apparently the son of someone who was a director on Hunger Games, decided that because he couldn't get the ride, that he was going to start fucking murdering cunts. And he did. Murdered all around him. Shot a load of people. Injured fucking a load of people. And left this creepy fucking message in his car. I am the ultimate gentleman. Bloody blah, and you will be punished. All because apparently girls didn't fancy him. Mate, it takes, and he's like, I have had a life alone, bloody blah, excluded. All these fucking women go toward. And you're kind of like, mate, you just need fucking slapped. You know, you have to be, there are people. You have to be mad fucked up for nobody to like you. You know what I mean? And like, he's like, girls don't like me. Blah, do, blah. Like, he wasn't that fucking ugly. He wasn't that, do you know what I mean? He wasn't like a fat kid. You know, he looked alright. What he should have done? He should have came over here and went, hey, I'm American. And he'd have had half a fucking Belfast hanging off the fucking bulb. That's all you do, mate. You go somewhere else where you're like better looking than everyone. Everyone knows, like, you know, like a fucking 5 in America is like a 9 over here. That guy's going, none of you women. And apparently, did it all spawn from one girl like turning him down when he was like 10 or something? But the problem is, they said in the paper he was like some narcissist, psychotic killer or something. So he probably just fucking had his head so far up his own hole that he couldn't get it up anyone else's. I am the ultimate gentleman. Now you're all going to pay. I would have loved to see that video where he's talking and someone just fucking reaches in the window and another thing where you just grab him by like the scruff of the neck and just keep pulling him against the window. Ding, ding. You fucking wab. You can't deal with rejection. It goes to show you, either are you like are you born a psycho, or are there people who something happens to them when they're like quite young, and that literally fucks them up forever? You know, like he goes,
hey, can I have a kiss? And the girl's like, no, because she's shy. And he just goes, you fucking bastard. You fucking cunt. And then that's it. The rest of his life, I hate women. No one talks to me. Do you know what I mean? I know some fucking people who, you know, this guy's obviously like, why do all the fucking girls go to the popular good-looking kids? Because they're popular and good-looking. You know what I mean? Plus, let's not even get into what girls find attractive and what boys find attractive. Because that's a whole fucking, you know what I mean? It's the reason there are fucking ugly rich guys with fucking hot wives. Because it's like a status thing, isn't it? You know what I mean? Plus, he could get minge if he wanted to. You know what I mean? If he's that much of a psycho, why doesn't he just American Psycho it and ride an actual prostitute? I'm sure he could get someone to ride him if he desperately wanted to. Look at Mickey Bartlett. You know what I mean? Ugly fucking cunt. And he won't mind me saying that, because he'd say it back to me. Ugly fucking bag of shit. Right? Never done weeping fluids out of somewhere on his body, right? Gets a serious amount of minge. Why? Because he's hilarious, and he's charming, and he was on the telly. You know what I mean? He's not sitting there going, I asked one girl out, and she said no. Now, don't get me wrong, he may have asked fucking thousands of girls out, and they've all said no. But guess what? Hundreds of them say yes. You know what I'm saying? So, there you go. And that guy's just a fucking lunatic, to be honest. He might have made a good stand-up. There's a lot of fucked up stand-ups. You get those guys broke up with a girl and they still talk about her like fucking 5 years later. Oh yeah, such and such I used to go out with. Meanwhile, she's been out with 8 dudes and is now pregnant and fucking all this shit. Still calling her up. Hey, how's it going? This is such and such, my ex-girlfriend and her new husband. Right, why are you introducing them both to me? I don't give a fuck. Anyway. And then, of course, like, in the papers, because some of these girls were obviously hot, you know, some 20-somethings from America, hot as shit. And the papers are showing them, like, you know, well, here's a photo of this girl's tits, but with her face blurred out a bit. There you go. Slightly distasteful, I would say. But then again, if this had happened in fucking, you know, Belfast, guess what? That cunt's not walking around shooting people. So what does that tell you? Don't have guns. Don't have guns. Look at this big fat bitch on Jeremy Kyle here. I haven't seen this in quite some time. Jesus. Anyway, murders, don't be doing them. Speaking about men and women, there was a viral video going about where it showed you the difference. There was like a woman walked up and she's attacking. No. Why, these two, there were actors obviously walking down the street and the guy's like, you fucking bitch, you fucking spider, blah, blah. And he grabs her by the hair and throws up against the wall and everyone's like, whoa, mate, whoa. What the fuck? And then they reverse the roles. So they're walking down the street and the girl's like, you fuck. And she's Irish, of course, which makes it even worse. You fucking cunt. Why did you not listen to me? And I fucking said to you, you bastard. Slapping the fuck out of him. And everyone, no one gives a shit. Everyone's laughing. And they were like, this is disgraceful because nobody stepped in for the man. Of course they fucking didn't. Guess what? No one gives a shit about men getting hit by women. You know what I mean? And then I put it up as a joke on Facebook saying, awk. And there was a woman said, I think you're missing the point of this video. And to her, the point was, you know, no one stopped to help the man, blah, blah. And you're going, well, yeah, of course, because why would they? You know, there's a guy hitting a woman. He's a bastard. You know what I mean? Get him arrested. There's a girl hitting a guy. Everyone just goes, look at this crazy bitch hitting this fella. You know, no one gives a fuck. No one gives a shit about that. It's equal rights. It's not really. Girls hitting a fella, people would automatically go, God, I wonder what he said to her. He must have said something really horrible for her to fucking lose his mind. It's weird. Not that I'm saying you should hit women at all, but it's kind of like they do abuse the right to that no one's going to hit them. I think that's why women, you do see women go nuts. That's why Solange is attacking fucking Jay-Z in a lift. No one's going to hit me, ever. So I can just start smacking cunts all over the place. You should have at least put her in the flange. No, I'm joking. But it is, it's a tough fucking thing. But then, at the same time, what sort of anything are you if you're letting someone hit you? I was going to say, what sort of man are you if you're letting someone, you're like a girl beat the shit out of you? But again, what sort of fucking weak nutcase are you if you're letting a fella hit you? You know what I mean? Leave. That video should be called, don't go out with someone who's a fuck. Don't be in a relationship with a lunatic. You know, in brackets, male or female, you dumb cunts. You know, it's just fucking strange. It's out. Oh, right, strange. Oh, what I ate for breakfast is hurting me. Right, what time are we at? 41. Woman beats up man video. Ah, nice. Let's do some questions. See if I have any fucking questions from the other day. I can't remember. Is that it? One question? Is that it? Is that it? Bah. Is that it for serious? Oh, I had one big weekend this weekend. Did you see it? In Glasgow. Could have went there had I still lived in Glasgow. But, missed it, and unfortunately, I think I might be starting to get into Paolo Nutini, which upsets me to even say, but like, you know, what can you do? Right, where are the fucking questions, motherfucker? What? One question. Is that it? From James McCauley. Best music gig you've been at? I've probably talked about this 40 billion times. I would say the best one I've ever been at was... probably... the O2 Wireless Festival in Hyde Park in London. Where it was kind of shit all day. It's kind of shit all day. And then... they had Queens of the Stone Age, and then shortly after Queens of the Stone Age, they had the White Stripes on the same bill. But it was such a top-heavy fucking bill that, like, we literally sat for about 7 hours doing nothing, just going, this is wank. This is fucking wank. Who's the biggest band? Who was the other band that won? The fuck, I don't know. They're from Ireland anyway. I forget the fucking name. Santa Cruz and all that shit. Who sings that? I'm gonna have to Google that now. Fuck's sake, Colin. Santa Cruz by what the fuck are they called? Huh? Right, what do you call that fucking band from? They are Irish, I think. Santa Cruz. Who sings that shit? The Thrills, of course. They were the only other band on. And they were dick. Isn't it weird how, like, oh, tell me where you bow, 113,000 hits. Like, I have videos with more hits, and that's a very popular song. Oh, they've got that American style shit video. What a cuntish band. I had to laugh there. Top comment in this video. If you look up The Thrills, Santa Cruz, first comment, I hate this song. That's funny as fuck. Oh, man. What ballless music that is. Oh, if music sound, if 10 of ladies could sing, that's what it would sound like. Right, 45 minutes. Let's do some questions and then get the motherfucking out of here. Get the motherfucker out of here. Weetabix, yes or no? Lauren Davenport. Yeah. Oh, mate, Weetabix are the shit. Weetabix are one of the best cereals. Look at this fat bitch and Jeremy Kyle. I'm a fat cunt, but I'm a big lad with extra weight. She's like a big lad that had another big lad in a fat suit. Whoa! Unbelievable. Always in leggings too. Why the leggings? Anyway. Yes, definitely Weetabix. Big fan of Weetabix. Often, you know, not sure when to stop eating them. You would put two in. Sure, three. Four will do. I can eat eight. I can eat a full sleeve of Weetabix. Can I not? Stephen O'Sullivan, should we fear Brixton? I don't know what that means. Should we fear Brixton? The area? Probably. Warm milk on Weetabix? From Mark? Nah, I don't think so. Because you can only fucking... You can only really... Like, when you put cold milk in it, you have about 30 seconds to down the load of them. So when you put warm milk in it, it's like just instant fucking squish. Look at this bitch. Look at this woman screaming her fucking head off. And oh, hello, way Jeremy Kyle has like the fucking Dark Knight music on. Jake Smith, any albums you liked recently? What have I downloaded recently? Got that new fucking Black Keys album. And I'm not gonna lie to you, it's weird. It's weird as shit. What else have I listened to recently? That was about the most recent one. I was getting into Clutch. Which is a band, do you ever sort of like just hear something, go, what is that? And someone tells you and you go, all right, and you look it up. And then you go, turns out I love all these songs. That's what happened to me with the band Clutch. Someone put photos up saying, going to see Clutch tonight. And I went, oh, cool, what are they? Looked it up and went, fucking hell. They're my favourite band. All of a sudden. Anyway, Clutch, I've been getting into them. But I can't remember any albums because I just got the whole load of them. Totally legally. Colin Devlin. Getting any feedback as to which format of podcast is better, solo or with Mickey? For my money, I laugh more when you're ranting on your own as opposed to trying to eavesdrop on two lads down the pub. Ooh. Ooh. I laugh more when you're ranting on your own. Well, this is the thing, isn't it? I don't know, it's weird because you're probably the first person who's ever said, oh, it's better on your own. I prefer doing it probably on my own. I don't know. I think it's important for me as a comedian to do it on my own because it basically makes me try and drum up sort of actual, not material, but just thoughts on shit. Whereas if I'm doing it with Mickey, I just talk bollocks. But then again, some people go, when's Mickey back on the podcast? So guess what? You can't please everyone. Unless I just, anytime Mickey's here, I record a podcast. And I just keep putting mine out anyway, every fucking Tuesday. So, having said that, the majority of them will be just me talking shit. So you're in luck. All devs, devers. More of me talking bollocks. But saying that, if Mickey's here, I'll do that, because it's easier. It's easier just to talk to someone else, isn't it? Eavesdrop down the pub. Is that what you do, you freak? I'm only messing. Dave McFadden. This, and then sends me a picture of someone. Let me follow the link to probably someone getting fingered. What's this? Oh, here we go. Getting all political up in this bitch. Give me 2 seconds here, readjust myself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, let's see what this fucking psychopath has to say. Who's she? The traditional unionist voice. The Tuv party. Tuving the bed out. I'm so sick of the poor Catholic bastards. They make me sick. I wish they would just go down to Ireland and then they can fly their flags and change the street sign down there. It's about time they realise that they are sick. There are six count. Fuck me. Am I retarded or is she? I can't even read this shit. It's about time they realise. This is what it actually says. It's about time they realised that there are six county attached to their beloved Ireland that belongs to Britain and always will. Fuck. And from the traditional unionist voice. Is the traditional unionist borderline fucking retarded? Oh, can you zoom in that? Oh, well, there you go. There's me trying to read it like a fucking prison letter. Councillor Jolene Bunting. Ring Asda and complain. They're selling St. Patrick's Day cards. Look at the way this is written. We a big fucking tricolour on them. But wouldn't sell DVDs of Prince William's wedding in case they offended anyone. Took bread off shelves because it had a wee Union Jack on it. Passed this on to all offended Protestants. That number is wrong. typical. Typical. That's a good Northern Irish response, that, isn't it? Like, she was about to ring Asda. Someone else was about to ring Asda and complain. And I went, that number is wrong. Willie Fraser has been lifted on his way to the Mays protest. I'm disgusted with the PSN IRA scum. A man standing for what he believes in is arrested. His only crime is loyalty. 15-year-old scumbag from SS throws a petrol bomb into a Protestant area, is let out and give a pat on the back. PSN IRA. Out of all loyalist areas. Fucking idiot. I mean, that's the problem. You know, no matter what side people are on in this fucking stupid country, the people that think they want to get involved in it are generally speaking fucking retards. Because who does that? Like, who is this woman? She's probably like fucking 25 or something. Thinking, I can run for such and such. I'm bloody blah. My traditional unionist voice is probably my fucking parents' ill-informed traditional fucking voice. The same with anyone with fucking opinions like that. I'll tell you why Asda were putting up St. Patrick's Day cards. Because St. Patrick's Day is fucking great crack. And it, the Irish have claimed it, but it doesn't matter that it's Irish. It's just a fucking excuse to get cunted on a Monday, isn't it? Ring Asda and complain. People just get too caught up in shit, don't they? Who the fuck's buying a DVD of Prince William's wedding anyway? Who gives a fuck? I'm so sick of the poor Catholic bastards. Again, it's just that thing of, and I've seen it happen both ways. When you just hear ridiculous comments, like
She's just summing up all Catholics, you, including like the biggest high end fucking up the ra Republican, right down to the, you know, quiet old Catholic lady, Catholic widow, who, you know what I mean? All them Catholics the same. And I've been in company of people who are like, fucking typical Protestants or something. You're going, what do you mean, what does that even mean? You're just, it's almost like, and do you know what? It was some of the, what documentary was it? I don't know what show was on here. And they went to like, they were in the, up in fucking Shankill Estate somewhere, and they were going, them ones over there getting something, bloody blah. And then they went up the falls somewhere else, and they were going, them Protestants over there getting something else. And you're like, you don't, you've no idea what the fuck's going on in either place. There's no interaction. People are just making up lies. You know what I mean? It's that. It's like that old thing of going, you know, they fucking ride goats over there. How do you know? It's just fucking, I don't know. Who gives a shit anyway? Who's voting for this fucking idiot anyway? She's fucking 20. What do you know about anything, you dumb cunt? Anyway, hope this doesn't get back to her in case I get my knees dead. For being a Catholic lover or some shit, probably. He's a Catholic lover. Them Catholics. Super cunt. Anyway, there's me going off and on about something I don't really know what I'm talking about. You know that thing, if you want to be like an American president, they make you swear in on a Bible and you have to pretend that you're, you know, a Christian. This is a Christian country, goddammit. See, when you're going into NI politics, they should do some fucking Jeremy Kyle lie detector and just be like, you're not allowed to be religious. You're not allowed to have any sort of religious bias. Because it'll just fucking, what the fuck is this? Anyway, fucking idiot. I mean, I bet you the world is laughing when they're like, you know, oh, this is one of your, can anyone run for, like, can anyone be a counsellor? I might do it, because I probably would do a better job than any of them. And I'm a fucking idiot. So, anyway. Right, that's enough, Colin. That's enough talking shit about stuff you don't know about. Let's go back to the questions quickly. I hate all these links on fucking, you know, girl killed herself after her friends uploaded this video of her. Did she? And then you have to like the video and everyone's watching it because the girl's arse is half hanging out. Anyway, fucking, oh, fuck off with your messages, right? Let's rattle through this quickly. 58 minutes. If you were going to be in the Purge film based on where all crime is legal for 12 hours one day a year, would you partake, kill, hide? Yeah, I probably wouldn't do anything, to be honest. I'd probably just lock the door and stay in. Because, you know, what are you going to do? Well, you know, I haven't killed anyone. And I doubt I would react very well to it. You know, I'm sure no one likes stabbing people. I wouldn't do anything. What are you going to do? Go out and murder people and then the next day be like, oh, what about them murders we did yesterday? I know, mate. Fucking class. And then you'd be sitting there talking to Christian boy from earlier going, no, I just sat in and read the Bible. And you're going, what, you didn't even go out and drink in the street? Smoke a joint in a bar? No, you didn't do any interesting shit? No, I just sat there. And you're going, well, so did I, but that was only out of fear of wanting to murder cunts. Anyway, Chris Martin from Coldplay. Scooby-Doo and Shaggy or stoners, like, far out. Yep. Damien Kenny, why exactly do bitches be tripping? I think when people say bitches be tripping, it's just usually because the fella's a fucking idiot too. Bitches be tripping because I don't know how to fucking talk to bitches. Jordan Cook, elections, eh? I know. Elections, shocking. I didn't vote because I don't leave the house for shit. Tell you that for nothing. And finally, Michael Skillen. Mate, more bestie McDee in public. Chest waxing was funny as fuck. Next time, Gooch. Yes. Well, the problem is, mate, see those videos that you watched? They were funded by Channel 4. So they were actually... We had to apply for a thing and actually got money to make them. And I'm not going to tell you how much it was, but let's put it this way. It was a fucking extortionate amount of money for what there was. So for a professional cameraman, blah, 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 professional sound man, edit suite, dubbing, you know, all that shit, you'd be amazed the amount of money you can spend trying to make fucking TV things. So unfortunately, to get anything that good ever again, unless we get some sort of funding or budget from somewhere, is highly unlikely. But I'll do what I can. I'll try and make as many fucking videos as I can by myself. Might try and work on some other shit at the minute. Whatever. So that's it. That brings us to the end. The big fat girl and Jeremy Kyle losing her fucking mind there. That's the end of the podcast. Lavery's tomorrow, guys. If you're in Belfast, you want a wee night out. I'll be emceeing, which basically means talking at the start and in the middle. And come down, see Sean Hegarty do the jokes. And Phil McEwen, who you're going to love if you haven't seen him before. He's lethal. And also, if you want to come see the Not Safe for Work tour, my new show, new material, why don't you come to Balliol Courtyard Theatre? If you're in the Newton Abbey area, and you can see me do the new show. It's got videos in it from Barry the Blender Henderson, Bestie McDee, all that shit. Tickets are a tenner. Bring your mates. It's going to be tremendous crack. And I'll fucking see you next week. Take her easy.